Good morning. It's a Monday morning and a blustery Monday morning at that. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Good to be back with you, Alan.
Well, it's more than good to be. It's essential that you're back, David. You are terrific, and there is nobody like you. And all the fill-ins were great. Everybody was great. They all worked very hard. But David Gustina owns this spot on WAMC, and we're delighted to have you back.
You're way too kind, and I'm privileged and honored to be in this spot. And if there's anybody unique, it's you, sir. Now, let's talk about your unique interview with Governor Andrew Cuomo on Friday. I saw, as I was sitting in an airport, from the New York Times, a report on how the governor finally spoke out on the Amazon deal falling apart and going after the New York State Senate, specifically Mike Gianaris. But as you point out, you don't want to be on the governor's dark side, as you put in your column this week.
David, I like Mike Gianaris very much. I think that the Senate Democrats have made a bad mistake here. I heard from one of them who was quite upset with the interview, who said that all that the governor had to do was say no to Gianaris. Remember, the whole point here was that Andrew Stewart Cousins had put Gianaris forward to sit on this board, which would ultimately decide on the Amazon deal. And, of course, we knew Gianaris was leading the group against the Amazon deal. Now, I like Gianaris a lot. I think he's been a terrific leader, and he helped to rid the Democrats of that awful group of, you know, rogue Democrats who went over and kept the Republicans in power all this time. So he's a real good guy. But the email to me said all he had to do is say no, he wouldn't accept Gianaris on his committee. Then why do you put him forward in the first place except to embarrass him? No, it didn't stand up. It was a ridiculous sort of claim that they were going to make the governor say no to Gianaris and get somebody else. It's inside baseball, but it really, really stunk. And New York is not going to get those jobs. Now, do I believe, and I have always believed, that people like Amazon and their leadership should all pay taxes? Of course they should. And the fact that they're not is not good. Nevertheless, 26,000 jobs in New York, that's a lot of people and a lot of jobs. And while there certainly would have been some displacement and other things, it really goes to the fact that I think a bad decision was made here. As for Amazon, hey, I can hardly blame them.
What does this portend for future negotiations if there's a rift now with the Senate and the governor?
Well, you know, with the rise of Ms. Cortez as Congresswoman and the progressive movement in New York, you're right. There is going to be a tension that we may not have seen before. Nevertheless, it is not a good sign. And the fact that the Senate Democrats, and I predicted, as you may remember this, Dave, was going to happen, have now formed the traditional circular firing squad. They got into office. They couldn't even wait to pick this kind of a fight with Governor Cuomo. Look, is he the nicest man in the world? Does he forget his enemies? No, he doesn't. But for goodness sake, you just got your house. Make sure you pass some good legislation, which has already been done. That was good. And now, don't start a fight which is going to kick you out of office again. This is what happened the last time.
International news. In a series of tweets before his meeting with Kim Jong-un, President Trump, Alan, suggested North Korea would be willing to ditch its nuclear weapons because of the economic benefits that would come with the move. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, meanwhile, contradicted the president's view that North Korea is no longer a nuclear threat.
Yeah, in other words, Pompeo made it clear they are and that they want to stay that way. And that, of course, to some degree embarrasses the president. Now, the president is a lying liar. And we know that. The tab on how many lies he's told has reached into the thousands. And Kim Jong-un, of course, is a lying liar also. So they have always said made overtures, but in the end, they haven't done what they needed to do. I don't know what the president is going to say to him. Is he going to threaten him? I don't know. But at the same time that's going on, his troubles back in the United States mounted. You know, David, when the president is abroad doing negotiation, usually the politics quiet down here in the States. But that's not happening this time, and I think because of the extreme nature of this president. And the fact that people are being called to Congress, Mr. Cohen, the fixer lawyer for the president, will be appearing, allegedly appearing, because, you know, he has a way of pulling back at the last minute before the Congress, before the American people, at the same time that he's over there with the Korean dictator, some people say the worst dictator in the whole world.
2020, and a poll from New Hampshire, the first New Hampshire Democratic primary poll since Senator Bernie Sanders announced he's running for president, Alan, finds Sanders at a slight advantage with 27% of the vote.
it isn't so slight, David, because there are a lot of other people in it. So 27% leads the pack. However, I have to say that when it comes down to this election, Sanders earned $6 million on the day that he announced $6 million in contributions. That is huge, and it tells you something about what's going to happen. I think in this recent poll, it showed that Kirsten Gillibrand had 1% of the vote. And one wonders, you know, what she's doing there. And I kept thinking about that. You know, it's just sort of silliness. And then you think, well, maybe since it's going to be a woman as a vice presidential candidate, people are demanding it. It may be that she wants to be the vice president with a guy who is, you know, 76, 77 years old and who will be in his mid-80s if he gets through two terms. So maybe that's what she's doing. Maybe she's running for vice president. She is very ambitious. We know that.
Some have criticized Sanders for not being open enough to African-American community.
That's right. And he is trying to rectify that. He has appointed somebody of the Muslim faith who will be his campaign leader. That could be good for him, but it could have some backlash also.
Our political observer, Alan Chertok, with us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David.